Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is a minute after 7 o'clock and a very good evening to you. You are listening to Kaya 959. My name is Sotomayor. We are together for the next hour, as usual, from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And before we get into the show, as usual, a big, big thank you to Gugulethu Mfuphi, who's just leaving the studio now. She was on Kaya Biz and having very important conversations. In fact, all the conversations that we have throughout the day are very important. So if you miss any show, if you miss the Drive Time show, if you miss the Breakfast show, Breakfast with Thomas and Skumba, as well, and you just want to catch up on what's happening with Kaya 959, simply go to kaya959.co today and do catch a podcast and all the rewinds of all the shows that we have right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya
959
on the street, on the air.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and of course it is Thursday, which is pretty much like our Friday, you know. So this is when the content gets like a little bit saucy and sometimes a little bit you know, not as heavy as it normally is during the week. So today we are talking about something that is always topical. I mean, you see it on social media. It's been around since the beginning of time. We're talking about dating. And more importantly, we're talking about how easy is it to date, especially after a certain age. I know I've got a lot of friends that say that once you reach 30 and you haven't found the one, it becomes a lot harder to start searching one because of all the specifications, and as well because there's just not as many numbers, not as many fish out in the sea. So that's what we're talking about this evening. So if you find yourself in a similar position, that maybe you have been looking, you are searching, you are interested in looking, you are looking at dating, looking for the one, and it just hasn't been working out for you, and maybe you're looking for some pointers and some tips as well, you can give us a call on 086-000-959. You can drop us an SMS, 36959. And remember, we are on Twitter as well, at Kaya On Air. And then you can tell us what the dating scene looks like. You can talk to us about, you know, the ease of dating and all the different platforms where you can actually try to find a partner. I know many people go on, you know, on the different dating apps. Tinder is one that's very popular. Speed dating is also very popular. I mean, I remember just before lockdown, I had a friend that tried out speed dating. So that's what we're talking about this evening. We are going to be chatting to Mbuso Sibiya, who is the founder of Speed Dating Mzansi, and he's just going to be guiding us through the conversation. I know there is there's a guy that is, I forgot his name now, it doesn't come to top of mind now, on social media, on Instagram, who basically, and this is an American guy, who guides women that are looking for the one, and, you know, basically ask them all sorts of questions. How tall are you? What are you making? And tells them, you know, what kind of partner they can hope to find if that is your profile. So we're talking about all of that this evening, and like I said earlier on, you are more than welcome to give us a call on 086-000-959. You can give us a call on 086-000-959. You can drop us an SMS, 36959. And you can also tweet us at Kaya On Air and tell us about your dating experience. Tell us about, you know, is it easy? Is it difficult? Does the pandemic make it even more difficult? Because, you know, for obvious reasons, you can't go out as easily as you possibly could have. So is it a lot more difficult now trying to find a partner than it was before the pandemic? And even more importantly, you know, are you a person that actually uses social media? You know, do you use dating apps? What are you using? And of course, without any further ado, we finally have Mbuso Sibiya on the line, who's going to be talking us through the conversation. Mbuso, thank you so much for joining us, and a very good evening to you.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. And you?
I'm really good, thank you very much.
So we are talking about dating and the landscape of dating, which can be very treacherous. It can be a very daunting thing for somebody that is looking to be in the market, that's looking for a partner, that is looking for someone. And you are from Speed Dating Mzansi, right?
Yes.
So first of all, let's talk about, is it as difficult as people say that it is, dating? And what makes it that difficult?
Oh, I'm really having trouble hearing you, hey?
Oh, Sherbet. Okay, I'm going to try to put you back to our producer and see if we can get you on a better line, because we are actually very clear. We can hear you very clearly, but for some reason...
I'm standing on the side of the road. I'm trying to really hear you guys clearly.
Oh, no. And still nothing.
I can hear you, but it's just a bit and pieces. I think when you lower your voice, that's where the disconnect is.
Okay, I'm going to try to speak as loudly as I can, but otherwise we'll see if we can put you back to our producer and see if we can, you know, get you on a better line. But I was just saying, is it that difficult? And what makes it so difficult, dating? What makes it so difficult?
So I think what makes dating difficult is because sometimes I want to run around you and so want other people, you know. Sometimes it's just the approach. Sometimes people have just been hurt so much that they just are scared of getting back into the dating world.
Mm-hmm.
And here at Sweet Dating, we are just trying to make it a little bit easier for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, to come back and find love again.
Mm-hmm.
Because how Sweet Dating started as well for me, I was really just tired of getting dumped by this one guy. This one guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, there are a million people in South Africa. There's more than a million people in South Africa. Why, Mina? To control this guy, you know?
Mm.
So as I was about to start the business, some other guy approached me and we started, you know, talking and the relationship started off there. But the aim was just to have a social events where people can actually get to meet people and talk through the dating stages. Just sit down and actually find out, if you and I see Jonah, are you and I compatible, you know,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to when you are on an online dating service and you still have to meet that person, obviously, after you make that connect.
Mm-hmm.
So we just jumped into it. You guys meet. And if I'm just feeling some type of way about you already, we know that this is the end of the date. And guess what?
What?
There are 15 more guys in the room that I can go through and actually speed date to mm-hmm. find out who would be. Am I compatible with another guy or anything of that sort? Because then it takes so much longer when you are going out every Saturday to go and say, okay, cool. I am meeting up with this guy. Next Saturday again. All those outfits, all that makeup. So it's just better to just have it together.
To have it speed dating.
One event. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, behind us.
Well, yeah. Also joining us this evening, we've got Shannon Davidoff from Perfect Partners. And Shannon, you are a matchmaking service.
Yes, indeed, and we've been going for about 20 years.
My goodness.
Around about the time that online dating became a craze.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's now a multi-billion rand industry or dollar industry around the world. And a lot of people exactly got very tired of searching on their own, even on Tinder. How many times do you swipe left and how many times do you swipe right?
Well,
your matchmaker does the swiping for you.
Mm-hmm.
We recruit. We spend about $1 million+ on advertising and marketing.
So how does it work, Shannon? So how does it work? I mean, just sorry to cut you off, but I'm very curious as to how does it work? Do people actually come to your agency and say, I am looking for someone, this is my profile, and this is the profile of the partner that I'm looking, this is the kind of person that I'm looking for?
Absolutely. Well, the first step is they read our advertising, then they go on our website, and they can see what we do. It says very clearly what we cost, what our criteria are. We are about serious dating to find a forever after,
mm-hmm.
not just entertainment for a weekend. And our people do go through a really fun interview telling us what they are, who they are, and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we select out the most probable matches. We then offer them by email so that the people can actually read about each other and they can decide. If it's a no, we move on. If it's a yes, we connect them. And then as a date coach, I also promote, motivate, iron out any assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
People make terrible assumptions. I had one this week. The lady's a cat lover. She's 38. She's never had a baby. She's been studying all her life. And now she wants to get married and start a family.
Mm-hmm.
I found a perfect match. An attorney who is a cat lover. And she said, no, I can never love a cat lover. You must love dogs.
Oh, my goodness, no.
You see what matchmakers go through?
Yeah.
You find the man who's going to give her a baby, a home, probably a Porsche or a Mercedes.
And she wants a dog lover.
And never have to work in her life again, but he's not a cat lover, so no way she's not meeting him. So truly, that is humanity. We deal with it, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why coaching is so important. Because you want to meet the one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to meet a million to meet the one.
Yeah. Sure. Well, if you're just joining us, it is 12 minutes after 7. You are listening to Kaya 959. You are listening to the two voices. You're listening to Shannon Davidoff, and she is from Perfect Partners. And we are talking about dating today. We're talking about matchmaking as well. Maybe you are looking, you know, you've been sort of searching, and you're looking for some tips and advice around dating. And we're also talking to Mbuso Sibiya, and she is from Speed Dating Mzansi. She's the founder of Speed Dating Mzansi, and she also deals in matchmaking. But, of course, hers is different because it's speed dating. You go on a date, you meet a couple of people, and then you decide at the end who you are going to go with. So, and I'm going to ask this question to both of you ladies. Shannon, let's start with you. When you are dating, right, and these are just dating tips, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are listening and trying to figure out what is going, why am I not meeting the right partner, right?
Right.
What would be your first tip to somebody that is looking for someone? You know, what should you be looking for?
Well, okay, let's say you are, let's use dogs and cats, dogs here.
Mm.
If you're a dog lover and you've always had a bulldog, do you rate yourself as an expert on bulldogs? When you're a man and you've had two or three relationships, are you an expert on women? And women might have had a few boyfriends, but are they an expert on men? So I think you need to know what the opposite sex is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to then single out the character, personality, and background. It's very important. You have to be able to laugh at the same jokes, share the same music, appreciate personal development, because life is evolution, and you're going to be developing. You're going to be maybe starting a family, or you've ended your family-bearing days, and you want to enjoy your middle age. You need to know what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, I want somebody, well, like me. And who am I? I am a decent living, driven, goal-driven, quality person, a good Christian, a good Muslim, a good Jew,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case might be. And I like to cycle, or I don't. I like to stay indoors and read. So will a cyclist and a bookworm really go together?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They will, if they've got the right framework of reference. The book reader will stay at home and bake him a cake, and when he comes home from his 10-kilometer cycle, he will enjoy the cake she baked, and they will enjoy each other. So matchmaking is very specific,
mm-hmm.
but it's also very mystical. We don't know what attraction is between men and women. What we do know is what our eyes tell us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way nature drives us. And luckily, somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
I can present one woman to 10 men. 9 will say, oh, no. 1 will say, oh, yes.
Oh.
And the same for the ladies. The same for the men.
Okay.
So because nature's helped us, because we like to look at nice things.
Mm.
But nice is different to different people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to also know that maybe people can change their looks. Things that can change in weeks and months are worth it if you then know, I'd rather have the one with the heart, the honesty, the depth of character,
mm-hmm.
the staying power, good health, attitude to other people, generosity, kindness, compassion, and all of that. If I'm selfish and arrogant, fine. I'm going to do well with a selfish and arrogant person, and we will rule our empire together like a queen. Whatever.
Mm.
You see, that's what a matchmaker does for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have to have a psychology background, we have to have sociology, even anthropology,
mm-hmm.
which is all about how we've evolved over the millions of years from where we were back then in dinosaur times. And we all have visions of a future. And that is what drives us to do better and mm-hmm. to find our goals enough. And the one thing human beings are hardwired to do is be lovable and loving and be in a loving relationship. It's mm-hmm. God's gift to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Mbusa, I'm going to ask you a similar question as well. So when you have people that are going on speed dating, and I know we're not particularly talking about speed dating at the moment, but we are talking about dating. Do you say to people that, you know, you should have a list of what is what you want and what you don't want, and more importantly, what is non-negotiable for? So in other words, can somebody say that, you know what, I know for a fact that I don't want somebody that with a beard, or I don't want, do you have that one non-negotiable when you start dating?
So we're not as deep. We're very first time, first impression, you know, am I enjoying your company? Am I feeling a vibe with you? Are you ticking all my little boxes, not going too deep into the conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if we do go deep into the conversation, are you able to reason? Are you able to, you know, communicate your emotions properly to me? And I think that's very important because, you know, of the world that we live in now, and how our men have been very long time. The men don't cry, the men, all of those things, all those stigmas that men have put up with.
Yeah.
You know, sitting in front of someone and asking them to articulate their feelings about themselves and how they feel about the things in the world and how everything makes them feel, you know, that just gives you a tick, you know, when you are able to articulate yourself in that way. Mm-hmm. I think also it's different for everybody. Everybody has their own little list. And I think speed dating is something that you go to and you go tick off your little list, and whoever feels as much ticks on your list as possible, I think that's the person that you will give a chance and go over and talk to and have more conversations after the event.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back with the two ladies, Shannon Davidoff, as well as Mbuso Sibiya, and we're talking about dating. If you're looking for some advice around dating, I've got a message from somebody who says, I don't know where to start when it comes to dating. I think Baloile my dating life. I've tried almost every single app under the sun, and there is still no luck. I decided that I wouldn't try anymore. It's been 2.5 years, and it's lonely, but I won't force things. So when we come back, maybe we'll try to get some dating advice from Shannon and from Busa as well. Should you have non-negotiables when you go into the dating scene? Should you be a lot more open? You know, what should you be looking at when you're going into dating? And is it different when you are in your 20s versus your 30s? So all that and more still coming up right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya Talk, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.
It is 21 minutes after 7. You are listening to Kaya 959. You're listening to Talk With Myself, Sotomayor. And this evening we are talking about dating. We are asking for dating advice. And of course we are talking to Shannon and Davidoff, and we're also talking to Mbuso Sibiya. And the two ladies are experts in dating. Shannon is from Perfect Partners, and Mbuso, of course, is the founder of Speed Dating Zansi. And if you're looking for some dating advice, maybe you've been looking for a long time, you've been dating, and you feel like you're just not making any headway, this is the perfect opportunity to give us a call and ask for that dating advice. The number to dial is 086-000-0959. That is 086-000-0959. SMS us 36959. You can WhatsApp us on 063-688-0959. And of course, you can tweet us at Kaya on Air, or you can tweet me personally. My handle is at Sututu. Or, you know, if you'd like to remain anonymous, you're more than welcome to do just that. But give us a call if you're looking for some dating advice. Now, Shannon, earlier on, before we went to break, I was talking about, do you actually tell people that they need to have, you know, non-negotiables when you go into dating? What are you going to dating with? So do you say to yourself that these are my non-negotiables, or after a certain age, there should be no non-negotiables?
No, I do believe that they are non-negotiables. And, but as I say too, anything is negotiable,
mm-hmm.
and love makes everything better. So, it might start off as a non-negotiable, But when you actually know the person, it might be their lack of knowledge, experience, insight.
Yeah.
What, you know, that they are a certain non-negotiable, but they are willing to change.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be able to adapt. A non-negotiable can be, no, I won't adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a right to stick to their guns and get what they want. That's mm-hmm. absolutely true. But I truly love what your speed dating expert did say. Men these days are tired of being man-bashed.
Mm-hmm.
They are vulnerable. They are just as nervous. They've been traditionally known as the hunter. They've got to court us. They've got to run after us. They get their faces slapped. They get water thrown in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Doors slammed in their faces. The poor men don't know what women want anymore. So one of the things I would say to ladies is truly understand the man's position. Put yourself in his shoes. Help him. Encourage him. And you might just trigger his hero, because you're gifting him the grace to court you, and you will bring out the best in him. Then you might find that he's willing to change back to non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the common non-negotiables that you see, Shannon?
You know, I think people have insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
A very introvert person, for instance, hates to be put into the limelight, dragged off to functions and socials and parties.
Mm-hmm.
And if that makes them break out in a sweat, then they mustn't date somebody who's an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it can change, because some introverts say to me, whether they're men or women, I need an extrovert, because if I didn't have an extrovert, I would wilt away and just stay under my bed. So I need somebody who can plan and say, let's do this, and let's meet so-and-so, and let's make new friends. Otherwise, I would just work until the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, that is why we are profilers, and we have to actually develop a dating strategy. I like the speed dating thing, because you are cutting to the chase there, where visual preference is immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And that kicks in what I call that mystical X factor. You just like what you see. And you know, scientists say it's our DNA, it's our hidden radar. It's just knowing that this person could be right for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the other factors, are they stable? Are they successful? Will they be able to provide for you, or are you going to end up looking after them?
Mm-hmm.
What is their background? Do they come from a chaotic and abusive background? What is their imprinting? So after that initial attraction, either way, meeting through me or through speed dating, you have to spend time getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with actually seeing one or two or three people, because you're not going off to marry the first person that comes along. It's like test driving your first motor vehicle you bought.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy the one you like the best. You're going to actually see which one fits you, you can handle, you can manage, you feel comfortable in. So you really need to take a couple of weeks at least to get to know somebody, and communication
mm-hmm.
is vitally important. Not just WhatsApping, you actually have to talk to each other.
Because as well, you can't tell tone when you are WhatsApping. But let's go to Mbuso as well. Mbuso, what do you normally tell? So if somebody's coming to a speed dating event, and I know that you can't really use speed dating in, you know, outside of speed dating, but are there some tips where you say to somebody that these should be the first questions that you ask? So say I've got a date and, you know, I'm going to meet someone and it might not be in a speed dating setting. What are some of the first things that you should be asking when you meet someone new? Like, you know, to cut to the chase, because, you know, so you know what you're working with.
Yeah, so I really, because a lot of my girlfriends want to come and attend these speed dating events, and I really ask them, do you know what you want, or are you going there to just confuse umtanabanzi, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you want? Do you know, like, what your future is looking like? Are you stable enough, or are you going there to put pressure on another child?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know how people are like, does he have a car and stuff? Do you have a car? Can you get around?
So don't. So basically, what you're saying is don't look for things that you don't have. So in other words, if you don't have a car,
don't put pressure. Mm-hmm. Even if you are looking for someone who does have a car, don't put pressure on them to say, okay, cool, you're sitting with someone, do you have a car? And they don't. And you're like, okay, cool, we can't continue this conversation. So know what you want. Know who you are and able for you to better communicate and express yourself to the next person, both male and female. That's about, I think that packages a lot. That's just a lot in one. But especially if you just know yourself, you are able to express yourself much better. You are able to know what you're looking for from the other person,
mm-hmm.
and not just expecting handouts. Do you have money? Are you going to give me money? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm worth just something that will put you guys obviously in the future that you guys can build on, something that you can build on, and not just the superficial things. And yeah.
Okay, Shannon, I'm gonna throw a similar.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to mention another thing.
Yeah.
You as a person, whether you're a man or a woman, you have to have your own personal branding these days.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't just a shadow that creeps out the bushes. You know who you are. You studied, you've worked, or you haven't studied, but you own a business, your background is XYZ. Your whole carriage, your manner, your demeanor, your clothing, your shoes, your hairstyle, everything talks about who you are. That is how people say, this is a city golf. This is
solo, a Rolls Royce. This is a...
and this is a Beamer. So a Beamer will seek a Beamer, you know? So you are actually subtly and subconsciously advertising yourself.
But how do you know, Shannon, if you're a Beamer or you're a Golf One or you're a G? Like, how do you know what you are? Like, I mean, because when we look at ourselves in the mirror, everybody's like, ooh, I'm a Ferrari. But you might not be. So what does a premium candidate have? Like, if you are looking for, like, a premium person, what should you be in order to put yourself in the premium category?
There's again... The smooth operator makes himself look like a Ferrari, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's got nothing but debt, okay? So that's where a date coach comes in very, very handy. And you learn to know yourself. You learn about the opposite sex. You learn about what you really want. You learn to value yourself and not undersell yourself. Some of the most awesome people on my books, and I want to tell you, awesome,
mm-hmm.
awesome men and women, they are humble, they're not flashy, they don't have to advertise their money, but when they walk in a room, they command attention just by their energy. So this is what you can work on. If you're not that kind of person and you're more the quiet person in mm-hmm. the corner, that's also fine. Because there'll be somebody else in that corner the same as you.
Mm-hmm.
But know where you belong.
Mm-hmm. And know what suits you and what doesn't suit you.
Yes. You can't please all of the people all of the time. It's impossible. So it's perfectly fine to have your own value system, your non-negotiables, your own personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
I have got people on my books that say to me, I will never wear a designer label
mm-hmm.
because that will make me look like a sham or will make me look fake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And people with true value know that value is in their heart, not in their wallet. If they're buying favors and buying attention and putting on a show for everybody, there's some insecurity there because they don't believe in themselves.
Mhm. Mhm. So you stay away from those kinds.
Yes, but that poor person might actually be relieved to meet somebody just normal who wants to be in love, and they can drop all the fake behavior.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to people that say, Because I know a lot of people will, you know, especially women. I mean, I know if you watch dating shows, I mean, a lot of women will say that they're looking for men that have obviously money, or men will say that they're looking for women that are very attractive. So before you utter that statement with your mouth and stuff, right, what should you, as a woman, should that be a thing, you know, or even as a guy, and say that I am looking for somebody that is financially well off? Is that a thing, or should you maybe just hold the brakes a bit and say, okay, I'm looking for somebody to build with? Because these days, well, I mean, we're living a very fast life.
Yeah, it comes back to that mirror image. If I have worked hard all my life, and I've got my little home and my little car, and I'm dressing well, and I'm managing my accounts, and I'm keeping a job, surely I would want somebody like that or better.
Mm-hmm. So equal or above?
Yes. And you know, traditionally too, this is a huge conundrum now. Women are strong, independent, and are often financially better off than men.
Mm-hmm.
And some women have had to say to me, Shannon, I'm not going to meet a guy like this that earns what I do, but as long as he can hold his own and doesn't try and live off me, I'm happy to fulfill that role. But then it's a conscious decision she's got to make, that for the sake of love and for the abundance that she has to share, she can't then expect him to be the traditional breadwinner. She's become the breadwinner, and that she chose when she became a liberal, strong, and independent, financially secure woman.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our cake and eat it.
Okay. And I suppose it's the same for men as well.
It is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So if you are and you're financially well off and you've got a lot of money, you might not always meet a woman that has got the same amount of money as you.
Exactly. But then again, I've known a lot of very professional women who earned really wonderful incomes and got married and allowed the man to take care of her, and then he turned into a patriarchal monster and she had to beg for pocket money to go to hairdresser. So you see, it's back to. In fact, I've just written a blog on my website about what do men and women look for in each other. And the one coach who gave me the tip said, the first thing you have to understand, not really how much money he's got, how he regards money.
Mm-hmm.
Is he selfish? Is he generous? Does he use money as a weapon to punish people and reward them only when he's happy? It's your attitude with money that makes you the kind of person you are. But then again, if you're a selfish and mean person and you prefer to save every cent and eat minimal and live minimal because you rather see the money in the bank, you need somebody like that. Then you certainly can't team up with somebody who loves being expensive and generous and going on holidays and buying gifts and things. You need somebody who's got the same attitude to money, to dealing with wealth.
Okay. And Busa, would you say the same thing? Is it a red flag if somebody doesn't want to spend money? I mean, you always hear it all the time. Does he spend money? If somebody doesn't want to spend money on a date, doesn't want to spend money on holiday, is that a red flag? Would you say that's already a red flag if somebody just doesn't want to spend money?
We see it on the date, when the event is going on. So a lot of ladies see it as, okay, cool, this one is a nice to spend money, this one doesn't. But it is a red flag. Unfortunately, times like now. But also it is a red flag for a lady who comes to an event and cannot afford their own drink.
Yeah.
So it's also on both sides. People are just looking at each other to see what's going on, you know, because there's no guy who wants a financially incompetent.
A burden, yeah.
And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's on the lookout. Everyone is just like, dude, are you financially stable? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get to talk to the person, are you okay mentally? Where's your life at the moment? You know, so I do urge the speed daters to use the time and opportunity, not for vibes and fun times, you know, but it is that type of event. But also if you do like someone, get to really the real questions, the tough questions, like, are you okay? Like, are you really okay? Because we tend to ask each other, are you okay in passing? And, you know, it's just all vibes and it's great. But you know, we do advise people to get to the real question.
Yeah.
And yes, nobody's looking for someone who's financially going to leech on them once they start dating.
Yeah. But as well, and just to clarify this, so if you are on a date with somebody and the bill comes and they want to go Dutch, is that already a problem? Is that already a red flag?
No, we're not dating.
So it's fine.
We're not dating. We're not in a situation where I'm now looking after you as my girlfriend or I'm taking you out. We are here to be dating. We came here individually unless I offered to buy you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But absolutely, everyone must take their half of the bill.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, it is almost 20 minutes after 7. You are listening to Kaya 959. And this evening, we're talking about dating. We are joined on the line by Shannon Davidoff from Perfect Partners, as well as Mbuso Sibiya, who is the founder of Speed Dating. And we're just talking about dating. And we're talking about, you know, the difficulties of dating, talking about what it is that men and women are looking for. I mean, does it work? Does speed dating actually work? Does matchmaking work? If you've tried everything, should you maybe be looking at... matchmaking. We are taking your calls on 086-000-959. That is 086-000-959. Remember, you can drop us an SMS 36959 and you can tweet us as well at Kaya on Air. You can tweet me personally as well. Let's take a call before we go to break. We've got Lebohang giving us a call. Lebohang, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Mm.
I met my partner at the speed dating.
Yes.
Yes, initially he was not someone that I was looking for because he's a bit younger and also he doesn't have children and then I've got two kids. It was, even when I went there, it was just a matter of I'm just going to go there for fun and then, you know.
Yeah, and see,
you know. And the first time when I went, I didn't meet anybody interesting. And the second time around, he made some silly joke, and the next thing we're talking about what we do for a living, and in that 8 minutes that we were talking, already there was vibe.
Wow.
Yeah, and after this dating, we decided that, you know what, let's just have a drink, because it was around Maboneng, and you know, the vibe is very nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next thing, you know, we're talking about business. Fortunately, I'm in the business space. He's also in the business space.
Mm-hmm.
But because I felt like he's younger, he doesn't have children.
Was that one of your, like, non-negotiables, if you want to say that changed, where you said that I'm not looking for somebody younger, I want somebody the same age or older?
Yeah, no, I was very clear that I'm looking for someone who's got children as well, because I've got kids, so that we can relate.
Yeah.
You know, and I want someone a bit older than me. And he's like, well, unless you're looking for marriage, I'm looking for something stable, but you know what, we'll see where it gets to, you know, but why are you making it as though we're getting married? Like, calm down, let's get to know each other first and see where this thing goes, you know? So that's definitely how it's been. We went on a date. We decided to be friends for like a while, and then now we've been 5 months in, and yeah, man, he turns out to be someone very cool, someone I can speak to, someone who's teaching me a lot about finances, you know, and
yeah,
great support.
Wow, what a great story. What a great story. And I suppose it's also, you know, it's that thing where you go in, you've got expectations, you know what you're looking for,
yeah,
and you meet something that might not be exactly what you're looking for, but turns out to be even better.
Exactly. And, you know, it's something so light because I'm such a serious person. You know, I'm a parent, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
You know, and I run a business and I want everything to be constructive and you know. And then I meet someone who's just very lighthearted, you know, who's not very out there, who's about me, but very focused as well. And who's very sensitive and gentle, which those are the things that I like about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm glad that I was able to open up myself to when he said, wait a minute, are you looking to get married? We're not getting married here, right?
Yeah, we're just dating.
No, each other. We're just dating. Like, come on, you know? And I'm just glad that I opened myself up to that. And so far, so good.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Lebohang. And I'm hoping people that are listening might consider speed dating as well. But thank you very much for sharing your story.
Only a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we continue with Mbusa Sibiya, who is the owner of Speed Dating Mzansi, as well as Shannon Davidoff. And we are talking dating this evening right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is almost 7:45. You are listening to Kaya 959 and you're listening to Talk With Myself, Sutumea. We are together just for the next 15 minutes, only 15 minutes left of the show. And this evening, we are talking about dating and we're talking about all sorts of dating. We're talking about speed dating. We're talking about matchmakers as well. If you've been looking and, you know, just considering, should you be looking at speed dating? Should you be looking at matchmaking? That's what we're talking about this evening. As usual, you can give us a call on 086-00-00959. That is 086-00-00959. Remember, you can SMS us 36959. You can drop us a WhatsApp as well, or alternatively, you can tweet me personally. My handle is at Sutu2, or you can WhatsApp us at Kaya on Air. I'm still taking those calls. Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Scott.
Hi, yes. Good. Sorry?
Scott Matiwa, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Mm.
I wanted to say, let it not be one sided. As they are saying that, okay, it's mostly coming from the female partner.
Yeah.
Gents don't say much. As much as they're not saying much, I'm going to say for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. What are you going to say, Scott? Okay, we lost that line. Maybe we'll try to get him back on another line. Shannon and Mbusa, let's just, I'll carry on with you. But I just want to ask you, Shannon, and it's a question that I'm going to ask Mbusa as well. What are men looking for and what are women looking for?
Well, I get phone calls, emails from men I don't know at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do fill in the personal profile and submit that on my website, which is totally private. They can talk to me there. I don't have a database where anybody's information goes.
Yeah.
But they're nervous, first of all, because men hate to be embarrassed and they don't want to insult anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when they phone me, they're not quite sure if I'm legit or kosher or above board or whatever. But then they find out who I am, and they will, and I will say to them, how's your dating experience been? And they will say, I'm suffering from dating burnout. I'm just not meeting the kind of woman I want. What do you want? And you know that I will say, 80% of them say to me, I just want a normal woman.
Now, what does that mean?
What does that mean to you? And they say, well, somebody who just works with me, laughs with me, is playful, understands me, forgives my clumsiness, appreciates my effort, and also reciprocates. If I keep giving, am I not supposed to receive? Must I always be the big shoulder to cry on? Must I always be the source of strength? And I need that too. I want just a normal relationship of mutual respect, warts and all, to understand we are not perfect. So truly, men are less complicated than we think. We women, we actually think they all want those exquisite women who look like divas or celebrities or famous for something. They want the trophy. Yes, you get those men. But actually, a normal man wants to feel safe, just like us women do. They want to feel they will not be embarrassed. They won't be gossiped behind their backs. Mm-hmm. They will have the support of herself, her friends, her family, her children. And he won't be looked upon as some idiot worm and just seen as an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of men have been taken for a ride. And with the advent of powerful women, a few women have been taken for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So these are new red flags that we are looking at in the relationship dating genre. This is something we all have to be aware of. There are people on the make. I get inquiries from women. I'm 32. I've got 6 children. I don't have a job. You have to have a big wallet.
Oh, my word, yeah.
No, honey, sorry. I can't help you. That's not a fair deal. Love is a fair deal.
Mm-hmm.
What is your fair deal?
And women, what are women looking for?
Women are looking for safety. Women are actually less critical on looks for instance, that they do want a man that makes them feel comfortable, safe, adored, cherished, protected, and even provided for, even if she's got more money than him. He is still providing her basic needs of nurturing. She's the nurturer, and, mm-hmm. and he has to protect her so that she can nurture, and she must look after him and love him so that he's strong to be able to nurture.
Mm-hmm.
When women break men down, men lose their hero instinct, and that's when they become players, they have affairs, and they treat women as badly as they've been treated. What goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
So when us women actually look at men and say, I want a hero for a husband, he doesn't have to be the best looking man on the planet or the wealthiest man, but he's got to belong to me, love only me, cherish me, be there for me in sickness and health, in good and bad, then I will give him my all. Actually, at the end of the day, love is easy.
Mm-hmm.
People are complex.
Okay. Well, let's take that call before we come back and maybe ask a similar question to Mbusa as well. Good evening. Thank you so much for calling us. Who are we speaking to?
Hi there. I'd like to remain anonymous.
No, it's fine, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Mm.
I'd like to allude to your opening link, Futu. You know, it does really get a bit difficult when you're in your 30s. Well, I'm 41 this year, and it's been quite a roller coaster. So recently I tried out Tinder, and I swiped, I think, right. Sometimes I confuse myself whether it's right or left. I saw this nice image, and then we exchanged numbers, and then a few chats down the line, he says, oh, okay, I'm actually from Johannesburg prison.
From where?
Okay, I assume you are a warden, right? No, he says, no, I'm an inmate. and then my follow-up question was, okay, is that you in the profile? I mean, yes. your picture. And guess what the answer was?
Well, it was?
No, it's not. So, you know, there are red flags, and it gets lonely out there, and then we fall for the most hectic traps. And I think I will definitely, from now on, I will actually say to my friend, listen to Kaya Fame, because she's also on the same journey. And I said to her, I think after this, we must just explore these two platforms.
Yes. We're going to give out
face-to-face and... And I think, yeah, but recently I did also swipe, right? And then the person called me, and we were clicking, we're sort of like in the same industry, but it's only been 2-3 days. I'm enjoying it, but it's still early days. But I think the next step would be for me to follow the... to explore the two platforms.
We're going to give out those details, actually. We're going to give out the details for both Mbusa Sibiya's Speed Dating Zansi, as well as Shannon Davidoff from Perfect Partners, because then at least someone... You can almost feel as if, like, there's been that veto. They've gone through the profile.
An inmate.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm out next year, but then I'm like, hey, he's already coming.
I'm out next
Hello,
year.
My love. Hello, sweetheart. How are you? I miss you. I'm like, you miss me out. You don't even know me.
Thank you very much for sharing your story, Anonymous.
Thank you for such an amazing topic, much needed.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. Let's take another caller. Woo, I cannot believe it, what people are going through out there. Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Good evening, how are you, man?
Good, and you?
I'm all right. What I wanted to say, okay, it's one-sided for now, but I wanted to be... all-sided, man.
Yeah.
They said that it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As it is 50-50, why is one-sided? Why are women saying that we being such, why are they not doing
I'm not sure what you mean. Are you talking about the conversation right now, or are you talking about life in general, or...
I'm talking about the conversation right now, even life in general.
But it hasn't been one-sided. In fact, you know, I think both Shannon and Musa have been very clear that you look for what you have. So in other words, if you are a you know, you are the kind of person who is just a go-getter, you're great, you've got money, you've got this, that's the person that you look for. The same way that, you know, if you are the kind of person that maybe you're not all those things, look for people that are in your space. So it hasn't been a one-sided conversation, I think, personally. Yeah.
No, not really conversation as such, but...
In life.
Not in life, but what is it? What's a conversation? Conversation isn't it, it's... Okay, who provides and who does what and all of that.
Yeah, and things have changed, and we've talked about that as well, that there's a lot of women out there who are, you know, who've got a lot of money, who are moneyed, and they don't necessarily, well, he's gone now, but who don't necessarily, you know, they don't need anyone to provide. They can be the providers financially, you know, and that's not, it's, you know, it's I'm glad that we are finally living in a world where it's okay to have a family where the man can be a stay-at-home and the woman can be the one that actually goes out there and gets the bacon, as long as nobody's been taken advantage of. But, you know, I'm glad that we live in that world. Mbuso, as we are about to wind down the conversation, I think, yeah, people are going to be looking for those details of, you know, how to get hold of you, especially because now, you know, COVID, does it still work? You know, how are you managing it all? Social distancing, yeah. Can you still, yeah.
We advise that people sit properly, you know, when you sit on a table, to not like lean over and, you know, chat to that person like that, but sit properly and just try to hear out what the other person is trying to say. Let's not get too close. Let's sanitize. And then we have clear masks on offer, obviously, when it comes to the speed dating.
Yeah. So when do you have these speed dating events?
So our speed dating events move from different locations, so we get a feel of a lot of different people. So our last event was at Allison Fifth in Stanton, mm-hmm. and then right now we're planning to take it a little bit to Ekasi. We have visited a place in Soweto, and they're very excited to hear us out, so I think we will be announcing that particular place next week. Our social media handles are Speed Dating Mzansi on Twitter and Speed Dating Mza on Instagram.
Okay, Speed Dating Mza.
Yes.
And Speed Dating Mzansi. Okay, so that's how people get hold of you.
Yes, absolutely. The RSVP number is there. That's my personal number. People can get in touch with me via Speed Dating only. And yes, our social media tell us when and where the events are happening.
Okay. And Shannon, same for you. I mean, people are listening. They're wanting contact details. How does somebody get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, first of all, we operate throughout South Africa, main centers. We do service mostly at professional, middle executive, high executive, business owner.
Even better. Mm.
And we also do criminal checks. I've had enough phone calls from prisons and psychiatric clinics myself. We do actually vet the people that join us. Everybody's welcome mm-hmm. to apply. And if you fit in with our general community, you are very welcome. And we treat you as an individual. So please go to my website, perfectpartners.org.za. In the personal profile, please do not call me because I don't have a call center.
Yeah.
I will then answer you, and we will then tell you very clearly before we take the joining fee, which is 7,000 Rand from mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. We do have budget terms, by the way, and credit card facilities. Don't be hard on yourself. Invest in yourself. You're investing for recruitment, vetting, coaching,
yeah, profile, for everything.
And then we will have an orientation talk, which is totally free, and then we send you information, and if you do then decide we are the right ones for you, with pleasure.
Okay.
Then you go the next step.
Does everyone pay that joining fee? Because I know some dating agencies will say it's the guys that pay, or does everyone pay the joining fee?
It's an equal world, as the gentleman
Yes, you made it very clear. So everyone pays the joining fee.
Is 7,000 Rand mm-hmm. for a 12-month membership. We guarantee a minimum of 20 introductions, unlimited. And we do all that work, and we send you out there to go and see if you like the people. And the thing is, you don't have to ask them what car they drive. We already know.
You've done that already.
We know where they work. We know how many kids they've got. We know if they're divorced or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel safe. You go out there both ways, and you see if you like each other, if you can communicate.
Okay.
Then you go to the next step of getting to know each other. And you might be wild about each other, but you've got to know the consequences. If you fall in lust, it's going to burn out lightly before you have a chance to fall in love. But get to know each other, use our coaching, use our guidance, and you will end up one of our success stories.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Shannon. Thank you very much. And, you know, I hope that people out there get the help that they need. But thank you so much for joining us.
Well, we're all looking for love, and I think I do this now. I am I'm a Gorko.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked for love all my life.
Mm.
I'm a strong and independent woman and a businesswoman, made my own money, and it took me a long time, only in my 40s, did I begin to really understand what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm a matchmaker.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you for joining us.
A pleasure.
Thank you. And Busa, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope all those people that are listening, looking for your details, will get the details and will be out at a speed dating event. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So that was Busa Sibiya as well as Shannon Davidoff from Perfect Partners and from Speed Dating Mzansi talking about dating this evening. And we've come to the end of the show. I'll be back on Monday, same time, same place, right here on Kaya 959. From Mr. Tumea, it is good night and do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.